Do you love a good crime drama where the main character is the forensic expert? Ironic twist, what if that expert wasn't really an expert at all? This week is History Week, and today we are delving into the not-so-different past of South Australian Chief Forensic Pathologist Colin Manock. Joining me today is Drew Rook, freelance journalist and author of A Witness of Fact, an expose of the 27-year career of Colin Manock. Good morning, Drew. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Good morning, Danny. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Firstly, can you give our listeners a bit of a brief outline on who this man, Colin Manock, is?
Yeah, sure. So Colin Manock was born in 1937 in a small town in Lancashire in the UK, and he had a pretty standard upbringing there as far as I could tell through my research. And in his early years, developed quite a strong fascination and love for firearms and for shooting, which was a passion that continued throughout his entire life. In the 1960s, he applied for a job as the Chief Forensic Pathologist of South Australia, which he was ultimately successful in obtaining, and he migrated here and took up that post. He had a very decorated early period of his career. He was celebrated in newspaper profiles as being the crime doctor who could solve the unsolvable cases. But over the course of his nearly 30-year career, the polish that he arrived with faded, and people started questioning his abilities and many of his findings in cases. And also started to question the way that he worked. Many of his colleagues who I interviewed described him as being someone who kind of couldn't be questioned, or at least who didn't enjoy being questioned, and would become quite defensive when that was the case. He was also someone who had some questionable ethics and beliefs about what was appropriate. Right. And I think probably the best example of that is a kind of public autopsy that he performed on an Indigenous man in remote South Australia, with a kind of gathered crowd, and during the course of the autopsy proceeded to make some quite horrendous jokes about the procedure that he was performing.
Was this just because it was a day and age where no one used to check your credentials?
Not entirely. His bosses, when they employed him, knew about his lack of specialist credentials. They employed him, however, because they were basically desperate to fill the role that he took. It had been vacant for a year. There was political pressure for the Institute of Forensic Science to have someone who could perform autopsies. So they basically got him on board, hoping that he would upskill after taking the position. He had a basic medical degree, and he had some experience through kind of rotations in the UK at hospitals, where he worked in a forensic science lab there, but he never underwent the kind of specialist and extensive training.
Right, so they just threw him in there and thought, oh, he'll get the hang of this. How did Colin Manock first come to your attention?
So Colin came to my attention through one case that he had worked, one very controversial case that actually next month will be heard before the High Court of Australia. And that is the case of Derek Bromley, who is an Aboriginal man who was convicted of murdering a young man called Stephen Tacosa in Adelaide in 1984. And he was convicted on the basis of Colin Manock's evidence, largely on the basis of Colin Manock's evidence, which upon review later was found to be wanting in many critical areas, basically what he, the cause of death that he had diagnosed, that being forcible drowning. Other pathologists said that there was no evidence to show that that's actually what had happened. And there were other elements of the case which raised doubt about Bromley's guilt. Another eyewitness described the person who he had last seen with the victim as being very differently dressed as to how Bromley was on the night in question. Bromley had tried to appeal multiple times, which was unsuccessful, but thanks to new laws that were introduced in South Australia in 2013, he was allowed a second right of appeal, which he proceeded to use, and that was unsuccessful, and that's the decision that he's now appealing in the High Court of Australia. And I think after I found out about that case, I just dug a little deeper and found that this problem was not isolated to one individual case, nor was it isolated to one individual man. It was one that affected the entire legal system in South Australia and also spoke to much bigger problems within the entire system of forensic science globally.
And this is now part of your book, A Witness to Fact, A Witness of Fact, rather.
Correct, yes.
Excellent. And where can people get themselves a copy of the book?
At your local bookshop.
Any good bookstore will have that.
Any good bookstore, support your local bookshop.
Drew Rook, do you have an online presence that we can let people know about, where they can check out more of your work and, of course, the new book, A Witness of Fact?
Yes, I do. You can find information about the book and my practice at scribepublications.com.au.